There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Friday. Glad to have you all along. Quick reminder, too, telephone line and the text line, both 343-0106, 343-0106 for a phone call or get you through on the Ascension Technologies text line. And a reminder, you're running that FM Talk 106.5 app, which I hope you are. So many of you are. You have another option, too, the talkback message, if you'll go on the front landing page or whatever the heck you call it, the main page when you come on the app where all the stuff is available there. A microphone icon at the bottom of the screen, if you'll press that, lets you record a message, and then it emails it to the show and we can play it back. And that works for my show, works for other shows as well. So check it out, the FM Talk 106.5 app waiting for you. It's for free. It's pretty cool. And it's on Google Play for very cool Android users like me, or if you're one of these hipster kids with the iPhones, go to the App Store and get them there as well. All right, and we continue our broadcast from Stapleton. Downtown, would you say, I think this is downtown Stapleton.
Yeah, I guess if there is a downtown, yeah. This is it. I mean, L&M Marine, I mean, where else you going?
That's right. It's the anchor. This is my buddy John Page from L&M Marine. Camo show going on right now, and it's very cool. The camo show, for somebody who didn't hear us talk about it earlier, is what? What is the camo show?
So it's our first annual, so it's the first time we've done this. But in summary, what it is that we're celebrating our camo lines, and we're celebrating the end of model year deals that we have right now. So we talked about it last time we hopped on, but folks, it's just a really good opportunity for you to take advantage of our best pricing that we've had in years. And as we kind of put a cap on our 23 model year, we're just blowing our inventory out. So we got Gator Tails, we got some model year 23 Gator Tails, Excels, Expresses, we got low boats, our low boat line. We're selling the remaining models of those below invoice. So, yeah, we got some really good deals, even got some kayaks, loose engines, I mean, everything. So it's really cool that, we've always wanted to do kind of a event here at the dealership. And, we'll be doing this again for sure. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, for folks like you and I that just stay outside year-round, and most folks around here that enjoy the outdoors, it's not like, I guess if you're up in Minnesota, they're not thinking about boats going into December. But here, I mean... 12 months a year, there's something to do in a boat.
That's right. And, the camo boats, and they're designed to do what we love to do. I know me and you, Sean, love to get out and we fish with Bobby on the Skeeter and all that. Mm-hmm. But, some of these aluminum boats are just more versatile for what we probably even like to do. I mean, they some of the Express, like the Bay boats, of course, everybody knows us for our Express line of the H20 Bay. But you can get one in camo, and that probably is one of the most versatile boats for our area that is built right now. So, I mean, it's the camo boats kind of gives you, something to do 12 months out of the year.
Now, okay, and we talked about this the other day, but I think it's worth noting, because when you say aluminum boat, we talk about Express. I own Express, but people picture a certain thing.
Yeah.
And then you start talking about the bay boat. This is not raw inside and chines. I mean, this is fitted out, y'all. I mean, you're thinking, oh, aluminum bay boat. It's fitted out.
Yeah, and it's their whole design. So Express, they really perfected that all welded design. They're the ones that actually introduced that years ago in an all welded aluminum hull. And now, it's just progressed to the point to where, they've got a really good dead rise or bow entry up front. They're foam filled, so they're quiet. You close your eyes, you swear you're in a fiberglass boat. Mm-hmm. And they're just, now when I first started selling them, I came to L&M Marine in 2015, and I used to say this, they were a good boat good for an aluminum boat.
Right.
Know? But
yeah,
now,
you had to put that disclaimer on it.
Yeah, and now, I mean, really, as far as when we look back at, like, warranty claims, like our just dealing with the manufacturer and all those things that kind of go into, like, a good experience for the customer, you know, Express, I mean, they hit every check mark. We just do not have issues with them hardly. So, I mean, that's important for us because, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you're dealing with kind of a warranty issue or something like that, that's never fun. And I can tell you in the marine industry, you know, it's tough. And you know, it's good to have the support of the manufacturer. And, you know, for example, Pee Wee, he's the sales rep for Express. He drove down today for our event. You know, I mean, that's cool, from Arkansas. So, Express has always been, you know, a historical brand for us. We've done really well with them. Actually, number one dealer in the country for them. So,
are you
so,
really?
Yep. So,
well, congratulations, man.
So, really excited to do that and represent their brand and, man, just, you know, and continue that great relationship we got with those guys, you know. So.
You know, we were talking also last hour about people, because you hear this all the time during the supply chain issues that were there, they couldn't find loose engines.
Right.
They could not find, I just need a 40. I can't find that. From what it looks like in your showroom, that's changed. There's some loose engines available.
Yeah, and for a long time, we talked about this last hour, but we held on to what we could get just because there's a lot of manufacturers that were having to send boats with no motors on the transom. That's a difficult sale, right?
Yeah, so, like, here's your boat, but there's no way to make it go anywhere unless you want to get a paddle or a trolling motor. Yeah.
So we saved a lot of those, and we're kind of coming out of that, and now, you know, we're super aggressive on our loose engines that we have in stock. But even if it's something that we have to order for you, availability is back. But, you know, just real quick on our loose engines that we do have in stock, I mean, you know, just full transparency, we're charging people what we pay for them. I mean, that's as okay. good of deals you're going to get. And that's going to be, like, we got some 40 Yamahas left. I think we got...
Yeah, I was eyeing one of those in there, yeah.
Yeah, so we got some 50 Yamahas, mostly some smaller engines. But, yeah, guys, I mean, we really do have some great deals. And I know it sounds like a sales pitch, but it's the truth. You know, I mean, there's a reason why we did this event this time of year. And that's one of the largest reasons is that we're, hey, come check out the show or come check out the dealership and, you know, talk to one of our sales guys and get you a really good deal. It's been a while. I think I hear it from everybody in the industry, you know, that seems like prices has been just crazy in the boat industry.
Because the inventory wasn't there. You could hope.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's supply and demand. I mean, we're seeing it everywhere. I mean, you know, I mean, not to get political on you, but obviously.
Well, you're on my show. So it's all right, yeah.
Right. But, you know, obviously, you know, inflation's been, you know, just kicking everybody in the shorts. And,
yeah.
You know, this, you know, we've been countering that with interest rates are higher. We've been countering that being super aggressive on price. So
there you go. Come out and check it out. We talked about today, but this is also going on tomorrow, John.
Yep. So we'll be here today, 9 to 5, and then tomorrow, 9 to 5 as well. And, you know, one thing I like to highlight to everybody, because I'm a big college football mm-hmm. fan myself. We'll have plenty of TVs inside the showroom, inside the waiting room. We're big college fans too, so come check out the deals and watch some football with us. And you know, we're you know, a good group of guys that, you know, like to talk boats. And even if that's all we're doing, guys, just come on out and let's hang out.
Yeah, and also, yeah, accessories in there as well. I mean, you got, just if people have not been inside before, they're going to be blown away.
And we're trying to clean some of that up too. So we got some. You know, I think everything yellow ticketed, for example, as you walk in the showroom, and this is like a lot of just your miscellaneous boat parts.
Yep.
50% off on that. We got one section that's 75% off. So, yeah, we've got a lot of deals. I mean, that's, and I keep saying that, but that's the truth. That's why we're doing it. So.
All right. Well, y'all check it out. And I'll tell you what, in honor of the, we've been giving away several already, but in honor, we've got a bunch of FM Talk 106.5 logo goodies, but I brought the limited run of the neoprene camo huggers from FM Talk. So y'all stop by, say hello to any of us here, and grab one of those huggers while you're here. I appreciate you having us out, and I'll be in the showroom here at the right at 201.
Sounds good.
All right,
awesome.
John, thank you, John Page with L&M Marine, and we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile right here at FM Talk 106.5.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, Welcome back. Midday Mobile. We are live from downtown Stapleton here at L&M Marine for the camo boat sale going on today and tomorrow. And I got an idea for you. Before you come out here to pick up your next boat, go see the man that sold me my most recent truck, the truck I'm driving right now. Get a truck to pull it with. It's David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. Hey, man.
Hey, Sean, what's happening? We've got plenty of trucks on the ground, and every one of them, if it doesn't have a trailer hitch on it, I'll put one on it. If you want to go to L&M and grab you a boat, we'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, that's a good deal. So it's a 1-2 step here. And your selection, and I mean, we're always talking trucks because maybe I'm typecast here, and you always have a great selection of trucks, but SUVs, cars, these car things that don't have a pickup truck bed on, those are popular as well with some people.
Everybody's got their own little want and wish, don't they? I tell you what, we've also got financing, and now we've got a way to do a buy here, pay here program. So if you're going to go to a buy here, pay here car lot, come see us first. We have a program that's buy here, pay here, but we also have programs that you may qualify for that you're not giving yourself an opportunity to qualify for if you just go to somewhere that has a buy here, pay here. So we can possibly, if you don't qualify, we can do a buy here, pay here. If you do qualify, then we can help you restore your credit. So give us a chance to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. And check out that selection of financing options when you select the see the selection of vehicles. Tell folks how to find you if they want to come out and check out the vehicles in person or online.
One more thing, Sean, too. We've got a minimum down payment of $500 on the buy here, pay here, so that helps. But we're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore, 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. Give us a call at 251-375-0068. Take the credit app over the phone for you. Or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. You can fill out a credit app right there if you wish.
Thanks, David. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good week, buddy.
All right, we'll do. There he is, our buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. A couple things here I want to roll out. I mean, this one. So I heard the headline. Today is, if you hadn't heard, back in 1955, on this day in 1955, Rosa Parks boarded that city bus after work in Montgomery, sat down. We know the story, right? The bus filled with passengers. The driver demanded the 42-year-old, which is wild, growing up, you know, learning about Rosa Parks and thinking just, well, that's an older person, you know, now realizing that she was only, you know, times change, you get older. She was only 42. 42-year-old seamstress to move further back into the segregated black section of the bus so a white man could have her seat. And, of course, as we all know, Parks famously refused. She was arrested, charged with disorderly conduct. And, you know, they'll say that is the spark, right, that launched the Montgomery bus boycott for sure and then the civil rights movement. So on top of that, this discussion today, and members of the Congressional Black Caucus marked the 68th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest by urging Congress to support a bill that would declare December 1st, Rosa Parks Day, a federal holiday. I have a quote here from Alabama Congresswoman Terry Sewell, had a news conference yesterday or Wednesday, said this is not just about black history, it's about American history. Sewell, a Democrat, introduced H.R. 308 that would establish the federal holiday in January. The bill is backed by 30... meaning she introduced it in January. The bill is backed by 31 co-sponsors, all of whom are members of the Congressional Black Caucus. So, I hear the story. And you can read more about the story and their plans on this. But when I heard this, my gut reaction right off the bat was, of course, Rosa Parks. I mean, you're talking about somebody that needs to be honored. But I always, you know, challenge y'all, and I have to challenge myself to be a critical thinker. And as much as my heart immediately said, yes, honor Rosa Parks, but let's look at something here. We've talked about this in the past when new holiday ideas come up into the mix. And the number of federal holidays that, you know, that we have in a given year, what is it, like 12 or 13 of them? Let's see. Let's read. Here's federal holidays for 2023, okay? New Year's Day, there's one. Birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., that's two. Washington's birthday, 3, Memorial Day, 4, Juneteenth, 5, Independence Day, 6, Labor Day, 7, Columbus Day, 8, Veterans Day, 9, Thanksgiving, 10, okay, 11, and Christmas Day. With the exception of two, so MLK Day and Washington's birthday, the rest of them are for more people, right? It's not like... it's honoring something about our country and Columbus Day. Yeah, you throw Columbus Day in there, three of them. The rest of them honor the independence of our nation, our war dead, our veterans, the Thanksgiving holiday, the new first day of the new year, right? Labor Day we can talk about. But when I look at this, I go, okay, so say we would want to bring and have Rosa Parks Day be on December 1st. And my issue here is how many federal holidays can we possibly have? I mean, if you want to argue, you could have like every other day would be a federal holiday. I think the heart would argue, well, Rosa Parks is, but is Rosa Parks specifically someone who would have a holiday? Meaning that you're honoring one person. Now, you could say it's, you know, it's bigger than that because of the story of starting the civil rights movement. But maybe if you wanted to swap out one of the other holidays, maybe we have some discussions. You know, there's always discussion of Columbus Day. You know, and they say, well, Columbus Day versus Indigenous Peoples Day, which, by the way, this is that same stuff that drives me crazy here in the state of Alabama as well, that you want to have, you know, MLK Day and Lee's birthday on the same day. Split the dang days, okay? But with Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, you wonder at a certain point how many days on the Federal Registry would we have as holidays? And so I kind of look at this and say, well, you know, Rosa Parks Day, I mean, if you would, and this would, if I was elected official, well, I probably wouldn't be around long, right? But if I was elected official, you would fear saying that, well, if you don't support making Rosa Parks Day a federal holiday, then you're bigoted or racist or something like that. That's not my jam. That's not where I live in that world. But I do ask, you know, at what point do you say, where's the benchmark for a federal holiday? Because if you do one, you do the next, you do the next. And it's tough for me. Like I said, emotionally, in my heart, when I heard it, I'm like, of course, Rosa Parks. But do you do that? Because if you do that, then when do you say no to federal holidays? Is there a way to have, you know, it's Rosa Parks Day, but do you have the federal government shut down? I think at 11 or whatever we're at right now, I think we're probably full. Do y'all think it's, do you think we have too many? Do you think we don't have enough federal holidays? Do you think we can add 50 more of, I mean, where do you go from that? I'd like to hear from you on the Ascension Technologies text line, 343-0106. I mean, I get it, like emotionally when I first heard it, I'm like, oh yeah, Rosa Parks. But if you have this and this holiday, once again, and this is how it'll get framed. I'm not saying by Congresswoman Sewell, but it will be the pundit class out there. If somebody would step up and say, you know what, I'm not gonna sign on to a bill to make a new federal holiday for Rosa Parks. It will have, in the pundit world, in the mainstream media, have nothing to do with an idea of saying, hey, we need to not have a federal holiday, you know, keep added till we have them infinitum. And nobody goes to work ever. It won't be painted that way. It'll be painted like, oh, well, they did that because they're a bigot. They don't believe in Rosa Parks. They don't believe, you know, in the legacy of the civil rights movement, which is a red herring. But I'd like to hear from you. 343-0106. So just, you know, it's worth talking about. And the number of federal holidays. I mean, it's, a lot of people argue and people will text in and call in, you know, when we get around Election Day every year and say Election Day should be a day off. Should it? Should it be a paid day off? Should that second Tuesday in November be a day off? Should that be a federal holiday? I mean, if Labor Day is a day off, should Election Day be a day off? You know, what is more important to this nation? Would it be more important to have a day off for Election Day and to celebrate the blessings of the limited freedoms we still have? Or is it better to you know, celebrate Labor Day? I think the problem is, you know, Election Day falling on a Tuesday. If they could figure out how to make Election Day like the Monday following so that you could have extended weekends, probably it would be more popular. But, where do you draw the line on that? So, yeah, 343-0106. All right, the dog flu thing, I don't know. I know I've heard discussions here. Dalton was talking about it. That the dogs now, an aggressive respiratory outbreak blamed for attacking dogs nationwide. Veterinarians said it could be the dog flu, but it's still unknown. But can't they test? If not treated, may be fatal. Do you think I'm crazy in saying I think we're close to getting a dog flu vaccine? Or like it'll be like, you know, K-19 or something like that. They'll call this thing and then Pfizer will come out just in the nick of time with a vaccine, then the dogs will have to have. I mean, they get vaccinated for other stuff, right? So why not add this to the mix? Coming right back. We'll talk more about that with you when we return. Midday Mobile, we are live at L&M Marine in Stapleton.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. We're live at L&M Marine right here in downtown Stapleton. And the Camo Boat Show going on today and tomorrow. 9 to 5 tomorrow till 5 o'clock today. They got the food truck out here. Got great deals on so many boats. End of the year pricing on their Camo boats, but beyond that, their bay boats as well. And the kayaks, they got great deals, like way marked down. So if you're thinking about getting kayaks for Christmas gifts, check that out. And here's my transition. Look here. If you're coming out to get a new boat or kayaks or those things, and you like used to have space around the house, but it's now cluttered with junk, like a garage, maybe it's time to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So that's my friend Trey, who digs boats as well as the rest of us. He's a boatful like myself and John and so many of us. He gets it. So maybe he can clean out that space to put that boat in the garage. It could be your garage. If you got work to do inside the house before family shows up for Christmas, they can get rid of that junk too. Junk around the house, they do that as well. Like I mentioned, if you got above ground pool, big trampoline, you have a swing set in the backyard, your youngest child's in their 30s, it's okay to let it go now. Have 1-800-GOT-JUNK come out. They can take that down. They can also show up at your office like they have for us and move out a bunch of junk there. Storage units, anywhere you got junk, a house you're getting ready to put on the market, got to get the last of the stuff you don't want out of there, whatever it is. It's a bunch of junk. You want it gone. You need my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And the process is real easy. I've done this through the radio station and personally. So let me tell you what it's like. So I did the online thing. I went to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Although the name is a number, you can call them as well. And they're going to, online thing, they're going to find out what day you want to do it, what time you want to do it. And then they set an appointment. And then you show up and you're standing there and then they come and then you just point at the stuff you want gone. And they quote your price right there on the spot. You say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. So wherever it is, storage unit, home, office, backyard, wherever you have junk, you got to get it out. Let's get it gone. Use my friend Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, a couple things I mentioned a couple times here, and I think I just have to address this because people my age will understand where we are in our lives, that this is a story now. Okay, so this from the New York Post, but reported elsewhere. And Dalton at the studio, can I have my background music for this here? If you can hit it there. All right. John Oates declares he's deeply hurt over Daryl Hall's lawsuit as a court battle begins. I know. Who could imagine it happened? John Oates has filed a first-person declaration defending himself after his... Okay, yeah, we'll drop the music here for a second. Then we'll come back to these hitmakers. Has filed a first-person declaration defending himself after his longtime music partner and one half, 50% of Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall, accused him of trying to sell his part of their music rights. So here you go. The quote from Daryl Hall says, "Far from becoming... adversarial and aggressive instead of professional and courteous, as Daryl has claimed, over the last 50 years, I have always devoted my energy to ensuring that both the public and the music industry perceive Hall & Oates music as a brand in the most positive light." That was Oates, who is now, get ready, y'all, 75 years old, said in his court documents. Oates goes on to claim that the pair have not seen eye to eye, or private eyes, but he said they presented opportunities to improve and protect the business and artistic integrity of the partnership. Now, who would have known back in the 80s that those two would have all these problems down the road? I mean, I thought they were joined at the hip. Says, in fact, it goes on to say, Oates goes on to say, in fact, Daryl has become unwilling to work with me to try to protect the marks on the other intellectual property we spent decades building. He says he continues to allege. Goes on, this is tough stuff here. And it goes on, on November 16th, Hall, who's 77, and his organization, the Daryl Hall Revocable Trust, filed an initial lawsuit against Oates Trust, the John W. Oates Trust, and the co-trustees in Nashville. Documents were sealed, but labeled as relating to the contractor debt suit. Also, here it goes, a TRO, a temporary restraining order, was delivered by Oates So Hall gets a TRO from Oates. That went into effect yesterday. On November 29th, the feud between the musicians became more clear when Hall filed new documents claiming that Oates ambushed him with plans to sell Oates' half of the company, Whole Oates Enterprises, and Primary Wave, a prominent music publishing company. So they went on to say it was clandestine, bad faith conduct by John Oates and the Oates Trust has created tremendous upheaval, harm, and difficulty in my life, Hall wrote, not to mention unnecessary expense and burden during a time, okay, I told you this can't get better, this is a quote from him, all right, not to mention unnecessary and expense and burden during a time when I'm in the middle of my tour throughout the U.S. West Coast, Japan, remember you're big in Japan in the 80s, and Manila. So he is being distracted. He's got the Japan dates and his Thriller in Manila. He said, I need to focus and perform at top level. So he's upset here because this is causing drama when he goes and does his songs. It goes on to say here, I believe that John Oates timed the unauthorized transaction to create the most harm to me. Respectfully, he must be stopped from his latest wrongdoing and his malicious conduct reined in once and for all. So there you go. A little bit of the update, and there's more back and forth. But a temporary restraining order filed in the boy band extraordinaire from the 1980s, right? Hall & Oates. Who would have known? But it's a real thing. And it happened. So with that, remember the 80s. And the fact that they're 77 and 75. So if you thought you somehow had defied time and you were just as young as you were back then, yeah, there's that. All right, to the Ascension Technologies text line at 343-0106. Okay, this is good. So, and good point. It's like putting a ball up on a tee for me. So my friend Supermom says, but before Rosa Parks, there was Claudette Colvin. She was the actual genesis of Rosa Parks. On March 2nd, 1955, she was arrested at the age of 15 in Montgomery, Alabama, for refusing to give up her seat to a white woman on a crowded, segregated bus. And I'm thank you for saying that, because I should have gotten into the Claudette Colvin discussion as well, because let's talk about what real history is. And as much as Rosa Parks, I celebrate, I still ask this question about when do you have a cutoff for federal holidays? But Claudette Colvin, as you saw what Supermom said, preceded this for not giving up a seat to a white person on a bus before Rosa Parks. So why is it not Claudette Colvin we're talking about, right? Why is it, not Claudette Colvin Day? You read through this, and even Wikipedia, which can be edited by a lot of people, but, we've heard this over time, and Wikipedia backs it up, that Claudette Colvin did not receive the same attention as Parks. And let's talk about this. This is some real stuff. Claudette Colvin did not receive the same attention as Rosa Parks for a number of reasons. She did not have, this is what came out from back then. She did not have good hair. She was not fair-skinned. She was a teenager, and she was pregnant. Goes on in the Wikipedia post, but I have read this elsewhere. I can substantiate documents on this. Leaders in the civil rights movement tried to keep up appearances and make the most appealing protesters the most seen. Now, think about that. Think about you're taught in history, it's Rosa Parks. But yeah, if you dig a little deeper, Claudette Colvin preceded Rosa Parks. The story is that, it was, and that was what, 9 months before Rosa Parks refused to move on that seat, that it was she inspired Rosa Parks. Okay, but if you want to talk about the genesis of this, why wouldn't it be Claudette Colvin? And it's an interesting thing that by kind of the PR of this way back, that they didn't think Claudette Colvin had the look to be the face of this. Think about that. It's just, can you imagine watching that happen, watching the attention to Rosa Parks and you're Claudette Colvin? You say, wait a second, I did that first. To the Ascension Technologies text line, Pat says, just imagine having a federal holiday. Okay, here we go. Just imagine having a federal holiday for someone blatantly breaking the law. It's so wild. But you know what? That's what we're nation. Pat, that's what our nation's about, right? The founders broke the law too, didn't they? They broke the English law. That's why we're here. And history, you'll look at, laws are broken, and then history catches up. In this one, I have no problem with somebody in that case. I mean, the whole civil rights movement was, you know, about standing up to unjust laws. And they changed. So my problem is not, like I said, my heart, when I heard it, I was like, oh, Rosa Parks, or maybe Claudette Colvin. But my point is, if you start doing this, when do we ever have an end to federal holidays? If you say this is okay, then who's the next person, next person, next person? And are they all, you know, going to be days the federal government's not working? I mean, but that's how Washington would work. If, you know, if I'm up there and I had to say, well, I'm not going to vote for making Rosa Parks Day a federal holiday, my view on it is like, maybe you could swap it out for another one. I just don't want to add more federal holidays. Oh, well, you're a bigot. Bill is cracking me up here, said, having Hall and Oates at each other's throats? I can't go for that. No can do I. I mean, here we are in our world. Is it the bigger story here, if you go Googling like Drudge Report, I think it's like halfway up, Hall and Oates, and they're upset with each other. Oh, and the Robert Kiyosaki thing, you know who I'm talking about? The Rich Dad, Poor Dad author? This is... So he's predicted recessions, if not depressions, in the past. He's saying it again. Robert Kiyosaki is a smart guy. I don't know that this is a hot take. You know, I'm just some old boy that looks at our situation in this country and said, how long can you go on, you know, spending and overspending like we do? But the story is, Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki, this is from Vox Business, says... he's the same one that predicted the Lehman Brothers collapse, is now sounding the alarm over America's serious financial troubles. Well, thank you, Robert. None of us saw that. He said, I hate to say this because, you know, I love America, but America's in serious trouble financially because of the debt load. Once again, not to take away from the guy that had some great ideas and great things to base your life around, but that's not exactly the hottest it takes. Robert Kiyosaki said this during his appearance on Cavuto. Said, I think the biggest problem, Neil, is that we have the three stooges, you know, the one in the presidency, the one in the treasury, and the one at the Fed, he continued when discussing his outlook on the country's economic standing. He said, America is broke right now, Kiyosaki told Neil Cavuto. Remember, we talked about this, I don't know, like every other week on this show for the last decade plus, but it says here in September, U.S. national debt topped $33 trillion for the first time ever, crossing a critical milestone at a time the government spending is already under scrutiny. Go back to the stories, and maybe I can put them up again, or you go back and look in the Twitter feed. Remember the series of stories I did, not only on the debt, but what the interest is on the debt service? The amount of money, not just to pay back the debt, the amount of money that we are paying in interest to keep that amount of debt. It's unworkable. But yeah, so hot take, Robert Kiyosaki says we're in trouble for this kind of spending. I'd also point out, as you talk about people make predictions... Dalton, I don't think I've done this in like a month or two. And I'm not a guy that's seen a whole bunch of movies. So, you know, I don't often talk about movies to see. But The Big Short, if you've never seen that movie, you've got a second this weekend. Watch that and see if you see some similarities to what's going on right now. By the way, too, they followed up in the story. The latest Fox News poll asking Americans about the state of the economy. Just 29% of respondents said the economy has started to turn around, while 67% say the worst is yet to come. But we got... Bidenomics, don't we? Isn't that going to save us all? I mean, have you noticed that this is not like, and it'll be interesting when the debate, and last night, of course, they had the red state, blue state, you know, Newsom versus DeSantis discussion. But we have a debate coming to Tuscaloosa here this month on the GOP side. I wonder how much discussion is going to be given to this. You know, it gets off on track for foreign policy. And Dalton said it this morning, and he's right. You know, it gets off on all which is important. Obviously, I'm a person who pays a lot of attention to that. But if the Republicans could see a path to victory, to me, it's got to be one talking about the economy. So every second they're in a debate there, which is going to be a smaller stage, obviously, because people are not making the cut for the debate coming up in Tuscaloosa, and they're not talking about what Robert Kiyosaki is talking about, then they're missing the boat. And I know there are people who tell you that the consultant class will say, well, people don't want to hear about that. They don't want bad news. You need to give them social issues to fight about. Well, there's no reason to have social issues if the economy is collapsed. So think about it that way. All right, coming right back, my guest from Taylor Martino, my buddy Ed Rowland, is going to join me. And reminder, too, here till 5 o'clock with the Camo Boat Show, and tomorrow 9 to 5 at L&M Marine in Stapleton.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along, and good to have my friend Ed Rowland from Taylor Martino Rowland back in studio. Good to see you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Sean. Great to be here.
Okay, so right now on this station, I'm sure we have public service announcements running from Aaliyah or whatever. Don't drink and drive during the holidays. We've heard them. It almost gets to a point where people are like, yeah, I've heard them. But your perspective on this, I think, is one that will get people's attention, because you and the folks at Taylor Martino Rowland deal with the other side of this. You have people come into your office that they themselves or a family member has been killed or injured because somebody was drinking and driving, right? I mean, you see the other, we say, don't do it. Everybody's like, yeah, you shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't they do it? Tell me about people that are injured.
Well, there's no excuse to drink and drive when you've got all these services, Uber, Lyft, and mm-hmm. Probably more out there, where you don't have to drink and drive. Okay, so it's inexcusable to drink and drive. And I want to tell you, really, who's impressed me is like the college kids. I've got a daughter who's a senior in college. They don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
They get Ubers. They have somebody drive them. And I've been really impressed with that. But that's not the case for everybody, you know. So if my, 21-year-old daughter and her friends and even the guys can be responsible and act responsible and do the right thing, why can't, more seasoned adults do it? Because, it's Russian roulette.
But people think, okay, but see, and you know that side of it. Your daughter growing up in your house knows that side of it. But people don't think, I'm not going to hurt anybody. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. What could happen? And then you see, that's why I think it's important for you to talk, because you see the other side of this where it did happen and somebody is killed or somebody is injured.
Well, I mean, if you're on a roadway and the only thing that's separating you is one little line, and mm-hmm. if you cross that line, okay, don't cross that line, then you're going to get in a serious wreck where somebody's maimed or killed. That's a very small margin. When you're drinking and driving, or if you're even distracted, from texting on your phone, I think, in some circumstances that is just as bad, maybe even worse than drinking and driving. And so, with the margins so thin and with the stakes so high, you have got to be deliberate in your actions. You've got to say, I'm not going to drink and drive. And when you change someone's life, when you hurt someone forever or take a loved one away, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, and that's the point from what your perspective is. See the other side of it, because people will say, well, I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to hurt that person. Well, you know what? The people that killed and injured other people didn't, I don't think, a lot of them didn't get in their vehicle saying, I'm going to go kill or injure somebody, but they did.
Well, it can happen to anybody. Anybody can be the culprit, just because, you go to church on Sunday or mm-hmm. whatever you do, it doesn't excuse if you drink and drive. It doesn't give you the right to do something terribly wrong. If you value your own freedom, mm-hmm. you shouldn't drink and drive. Hopefully, if you do hurt somebody, the DA is going to take care of it. And then on the civil side, we're going to take care of it.
Yeah, and talking to people that have been in that horrible situation who, are looking for somebody to represent them personally or for a family member. They come to you directly.
I'm dealing with one right now where, a two-year-old has brain injury, a terrible, terrible brain injury. The guy had been at a joint during the week from 12 to 5 drinking. And you had mom and dad in the front of the pickup truck, and it was a four-door pickup truck,
like crew
and then
cab,
and then you had the child in the infant seat, buckled up perfectly, and that two-year-old We're still hoping and praying because still after 2 months or maybe 3 months, pretty non-responsive. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the story. Is heartbreaking as it is, needs to be heard by so many people when they go and say, well, tonight I'm okay. I can just make tonight. You can't. It could be a situation just like this. All right. Talking to folks that have had, number one, don't drink and drive. Your message every year to us, and there's options not to. But if somebody's in this situation, how do they get in touch with you?
They can just Google Taylor Martino Rowan. They can call me at 251-433-3131.
Ed, I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.